Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. As we usually are on Thursdays, but moved it around this week because of Titans training camp. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Really cool event coming to our city next week. The Professional Fighters League, you've probably seen it on TV, on ESPN. It's going to be at Municipal Auditorium next Friday night. And they have playoffs, the Professional Fighters League playoffs. To talk more about that, Liz Carmouge is with us, a fighter. She'll be in action next Friday night at Municipal Auditorium. Liz, good morning. How are you? Do we have her?
She's there.
Liz, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. We're looking forward to the event next Friday at Municipal Auditorium. I know it's going to be really cool. But for those that maybe haven't watched the PFL, don't know as much about it, you know, it's kind of unique to have a MMA organization that has playoffs. How does that work?
Yeah, PFL's been a really great transition. So unlike with the regular organizations where you're constantly on call and you have no idea when you're going to have a fight, whether that's 4 days or 6 months down the road, PFL has an actual set season. And they do things really fair in that your results for your fight on how soon you finish the fight or whether you go to decision dictates your points. And whoever has the most points is able to progress to the tournament, ultimately to the semifinals and to the finals to get the belt.
So you go up against Talia Santos next week here at in Nashville. What do you know about your opponent? How much time do you get to kind of gauge what your opponent can bring in between rounds or in between different events?
Well, the cool thing with PFL is that we live action get to see the results of what's going on. So we get to see their progression, the mistakes that they make, the things they do correctly. In real time as it's happening, we really get to assess what it's going to be like if we potentially fight those that progress to the tournament. So I've had since April when we both fought on the first card together to really be able to study her, and I know that she's a really good opponent. I mean, she fought in the UFC just like I did, and she's a well-rounded fighter, so it's a really good balance for what we both have to offer.
Liz Carmouge is with us, the PFL playoffs, coming up next Friday night at Municipal Auditorium here in Nashville.
Hi, Liz. This is Joe. If somebody's just now turning the radio and hearing PFL for the first time, explain exactly what it is so we all know exactly what this great event's going to be next weekend at Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, so PFL is an MMA organization that has a set season play. So unlike other organizations where you have no idea when you're going to fight, you know exactly the season and your progression through the season, ultimately towards advancement, the finals and the belt, is based on the points with how quickly you secure a finish in either the first, second, or third round.
So can you be out of it after the first match? If you have a match like in May that leads up to something in October, can you be out of it in May, or can you be out of it in September and like Jeopardy, you know, win Final Jeopardy, then you're in the end championship match? Does it work that way, kind of, or no?
Yeah, absolutely. So in other words, if you lose your first match, you go out there and you're unable to achieve anything, you're out as far as progressing through the tournament. You're on standby because anything could happen, right? Somebody could get injured, whether in the fight or in training camp, that pulls them out of a fight. So you have to be ready on standby. But your ability to secure a chance in the finals is really dictated off your success in each of the fights. So you could be knocked out of the tournament, and just because you came back because somebody was injured doesn't guarantee you placement in the finals.
Oh, I love this. Let me ask you this, Liz. What is it like when you're beating someone into submission? I've just always wanted to know that. I was a bouncer one time in my life. It's not quite the same, but it's kind of the same. But I want to know in the Rich 101, what's it like when you know you're winning this and you're just about to take them out?
Well, see, you know, the difference between you and I is like with the bouncer, there could be consequences for you doing your job. For me, if I beat somebody up and I'm enjoying the moment, I get to just enjoy that moment and really live it through. So I'd say Yes. My end is probably a lot more fun than yours.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. So, all the training goes on. What's the quickest you've ended a fight where you've won?
The quickest I've ended a fight was 35 seconds in the first round.
Is it just like one punch to the head and then dance around and then one kick to the head and that's it?
I wish I could say it was that graceful. Unfortunately, it wasn't. I was able. I got a good punch to the eye that ultimately broke her face. But then from there is when I got super sloppy and I looked like I was not a trained fighter trying to chase after the finish.
So, Liz, when you know, I look at your last five fights, you've only had one that went to decision. Is that kind of part of your strategy that you want to make them submit, you want to knock them out? Like, you don't want it to necessarily go to the judges because then you know you're in control?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always that question, those doubts in your mind when you go to decision where your coaches and everybody else can be convinced that you won the fight, but the judges saw something differently. So the last thing you ever want to do is let it go to the judges. And I've made the mistakes in the beginning of my career where I let a fight go to decision. It cost me. And I've learned from those, and so I want to make sure that never happens again. And then, of course, with PFL, it's incentivized. If you go to decision, that doesn't guarantee, even if you win, that you'll advance through the tournament because you won't necessarily have the most points because somebody else got a first-round finish.
So am I correct in saying you live in Nashville, right?
I do, yeah. I moved out to Nashville last June.
So what do you think of it so far? It's probably grown even more in the past year, like, you know, we've seen the last 10.
Yeah, that's just been crazy to me. So Tennessee, particularly Nashville, has been on my radar, I want to say since 2014 when I fought there. And it's just been a city that I just connected with and the energy, and I really wanted to come back and thought it was a place that I could see myself living. But just with the way my fight career was at the moment and owning gyms, I wasn't able to do that. And so finally last year I made transition, and it's been amazing. It's a beautiful city, great culture, great food, the live music, everything about it is just awesome.
Liz Carmouche is with us. PFL coming to Municipal Auditorium next Friday night.
Liz, I'm curious, where do you train, and do you, like, go out and kick on banana trees? I mean, how does this work?
No, so past that phase of the kicking banana trees, I feel like I did pretty well in the beginning of my career to get my shins where they needed to be for that. So typically when I'm in Nashville training, I train at 10th Planet Nashville. I also train at Library Day Jiu-Jitsu and then Chonburi Muay Thai.
Let me ask you this. Are you more on conditioning or more on, like, punching? What's more – I know it's all important, but what is the one thing that's kind of paramount in your career? Is it being in shape, or is it being a good puncher, boxer, grappler that way?
Honestly, it is both. For me, it's really important for me to be well-balanced. I feel like so many fighters can get focused on either a martial art that they prefer and focus all their technical training into that, or only want to be the strongest and they let something else go away. So the most important thing to me is to be balanced. So every day I focus on every martial art as well as conditioning and doing my cardio.
Tell our audience, Liz, why we should be there next Friday night at Municipal.
For one, because from what I've been watching, Nashville doesn't get these big organizations for MMA in a while, so this would be really exciting for people to watch. Two, living in Nashville, I want to try and represent and show everybody the great training that they have to offer there. And PFL is this great organization where they're trying to really showcase the talent that they have, and what a great place to do at the National, and people really shouldn't miss out. It's a Friday night. What better to go and watch some fights happen?
Well, it's going to be fun. That is for sure. Municipal is a great venue for events like this. Liz, best of luck next week. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Liz Carmouche joining us here on the program. PFL, the playoffs, next Friday night, Municipal Auditorium. It starts at 5 o'clock. You can go to Ticketmaster.com, get your tickets right now to this great event, and we'll have a couple of more fighters on before next week.
I'm in. I'm hooked.
Have you ever been to an MMA event?
Yeah, I hosted when they had them here years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I did that. But I haven't been to one since probably 7 or 8 years. So, you know, look, I love Municipal Auditorium anyway. And just listen to her. I'd love to see it up close and personal now after talking to them and getting to know some of these guys and girls. I think this will be fun. Good God, we could do not a celebrity, but a local sports in the ring.
Can we just put Stillman and Kaharski in the or in, you know, the ring, octagon,
well, remember,
whatever?
It's an octagon.
Yeah. An octagon. A house divided cannot stand. So I'm going after other people at other stations.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I would love to get in that ring and pound Woody and Jim.
I got a list of people that I think you could beat up.
Good. Let's go. Whether I get beat up or not, I don't care. As long as I get one punch, I'm good.
Andrew, we're coming for you.
That's right, Andrew. You know it, pal. Even though you helped us set our tent up yesterday, we're coming for you.
That's true. We are coming for you. 615-737-1025. Text line is working. Our question of the day is...
is today the Olympics begin over in Paris, and LeBron James is the American who's carrying the flag in. And our question is, if you could pick any athlete, current or former athlete, to carry the flag in, who would it be? Somebody on the text line gave us a great one that I did not think about, and we'll bring that up next.
Yes, we will. Live today from the Omni Nashville Hotel, it's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.